Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Nicholas Hawkinson, who is with Valange, and we're at Domatex in Hanover, Germany. Nicholas, how you doing?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us. You know, I've been walking the show in the last couple of days, and I've been looking for innovative interviews to do, and I've got to tell you that I think what you guys are doing at this show, what you're introducing, is probably one of the most innovative things I've seen at the show. But before we get into that, and we're going to talk about your powder technology, but before we get into that, tell our listeners a little bit about who Valange is.
Valange is a Swedish-based company, and we're the world leading in R&D technology related to flooring. We're a bit more than 50 people, and we have last year moved into our new R&D center in south of Sweden, where we have 17,000 square meters of production and office space.
And most of the people in the U.S. will know of your company because you develop joinery or locking click systems for floating floor systems, and you license those to various manufacturers in the U.S., right?
That is correct. We license them worldwide, and we have today more than 100 licensees.
Okay. And what caught my eye is, and let's talk for a second, you actually are also rolling out a new click system called your G5S and G5W. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that real quick?
Yes. I mean, the last years we have pushed the technology where you fold down the floor panels to have an easier installation. We have several licensees and big names in the U.S. like Shaw and Pergo using our 5G systems. And the last years we have also developed side push technology systems where you actually have the same benefits as you have with hook systems that we call it, where you can fold down a panel and open it it again. And here you activate the lock when you install the next row.
Actually, I had you give me a demonstration of it earlier, and this system, while you've got a great system, your 2G system for the long part of the board, this system you've developed allows the edge part or the end part to lock to the other end. It makes it much easier to install and stay down once you have it in, and so I commend you for that. It's a little slide system. What really caught my eye, though, is this powder technology, which is, you know, if I can, I'll probably not say this correctly, but it looks like a laminate type of flooring, but it's much better developed, and actually when it's down, actually looks like a ceramic tile floor. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you call the powder technology flooring?
Yeah, we tried to develop a floor where we could compete with stone and tile products, and we wanted to have a cost-efficient and flexible production of the product. So what we're doing is that we have now developed what we call a solid laminate. It's a paper-free solid laminate product where we work with the wood powder technology. So instead of producing paper, print paper, impregnated paper, and press, we have a powder mixture that we distribute on the carrier of the core board, and then we bring it into a short cycle press.
So actually what you do is you take an HDF board, and you actually, in your process, lay down I guess it's probably a slurry or some kind of a solution, and then press a texture into it. And you get you can put more texture in it. You can vary the colors based on the way you lay down the layers. And I've got to tell you, the way you've got it installed here, even when you reach down and touch it, it does feel like a grouted ceramic tile floor. Give us a little bit more of an idea now on it. This has been several years in development, hadn't it?
That is correct. I just would like to point out one thing. It's actually a dry powder that we work with today, so it's not a slurry. So it's a dry powder mixture out of wood, binders, pigments, and hard particles that is distributed over the product, and you press it. And just as you pointed out, the texture that you can get, it's much deeper than you can get out of laminate floors today. And as well, we have much better properties in terms of wear and impact resistance.
As you realize, most of our listeners are in the United States, and so you're going to be bringing this technology to surfaces, I believe, and introducing it at surfaces in your own space.
This year we will have a small booth and display those kind of products. That is correct.
And for dealers who are interested in looking at this product, how will you bring this to the United States? You're actually going to have an arrangement where this product will be manufactured by someone in the U.S., is that correct?
We have developed this product for a couple of years, and we have spent almost 20 million euros in R&D into this product. We have also invested in production capacity in Sweden. We have last week announced our first licensee of this product, which is Chronotex. And Valing has also decided to invest ourselves, in more production capacity in Sweden. We are also now in deep discussions with further of our licensees to set up production in the US and also more in Europe. So we will push this technology out in the marketplace. And we're also actually aiming that from our production facility in Sweden, bring products into the US and start to sell products and get the feedback.
Okay, great. So you will be rolling this out, as we said, at Surfaces, and this product will be available through Chronotex and also through your own manufacturing. So I just would like to point out that anybody planning to go to Surfaces should go to the Valinge space, your booth space 1960 at Surfaces, and you can come and see this firsthand. So we've been talking to Nicholas Hackinson with Valinge, and we've been talking about their wood powder technology, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.